WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, the $46.4 billion state budget is barreling toward approval along party lines tomorrow. Anna Hanses of the NJEA says the union supports the budget but has one concern.
We just also wanted to note that districts affected by S2 should be given additional consideration for aid moving forward.
Despite record spending and a record surplus, one-third of school districts are still in line to see reductions in state aid. Following a tuition freeze and fee reduction at the height of COVID, Rutgers has approved a $4.8 billion budget, adding about $400 to this year's average costs. That brings costs up to more than $15,800 a year for in-state undergrads who don't live on campus. No arrests have yet been made in the dine and dash at a Nifty 50s restaurant on Saturday night that left a server with bruises and a concussion. The restaurant in Turnersville section of Washington Township said that the server who ran after the group that skipped out on their check would not have been responsible for the bill, adding they're covering her expenses, wages, and more. Summer vacation is here, and with kids playing sports outside comes common injuries. Dr. Mark Rieger, a surgeon at the Pediatric Orthopedic Center in Cedar Knolls, says one injury associated with baseball is little league shoulder and elbow.
And that's overuse, where the growth plates get overstressed and start doing microfractures. With swimming, we're getting impingement where the shoulder muscles are not balanced properly.
To avoid injuries, he says follow the 7S's rules formula: stretching, speed of training, strength training, surface, shoes, structure, and supper, meaning proper nutrition. Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Knitra is frustrated after a job posting paying $24 an hour to pick up trash on the weekends got no takers. Taking to Facebook, he blamed the lack of applicants directly on the $300 unemployment supplement from the American Rescue Plan Act. His post was shared and several people applied for the litter patrol. I'm Natalie Migliori. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are making me laugh. I think you're really funny.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey Fast Traffic at 7:04.
It's a slow ride in Newark on the eastbound 78 local lanes coming into the area of exit 57 for Route 1 and 9 in Newark Airport. It's an accident blocking the left lane of travel. The express lane's a far more user-friendly ride. Also in Newark, 21 northbound at 3rd Avenue, it's an accident also taking out the left lane. Parkway still some volume northbound into and out of the Union tolls up towards exit 145. Slow again approaching exit 148 and 150. Southbound Parkway, really not a bad ride at all. 280, a slow ride on the westbound side coming across the Stickle Drawbridge into Newark. Route 9 on the southbound side, the 935 combination, jammed up coming down towards Raritan Street in South Amboy. That is all because of an accident. Crossing the Hudson, GW Bridge, leaving the Garden State about 20 minutes for both the upper and lower levels. The Lincoln Tunnel about a 5 to 10 minute delay leaving New Jersey. And the Holland Tunnel about 10 to 15 minutes. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
At New Jersey 101.5, every Friday is a Blue Friday. Join Bill Spadia for Blue Friday every Friday morning at 8:35 as he honors New Jersey law enforcement for going above and beyond the call of duty. Nominate a Garden State officer at nj1015.com/Blue Friday. Make every Friday a Blue Friday with Bill Spadia and New Jersey 101.5. The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Pleasant weather will continue right through tomorrow evening. Tonight clear, again cool overnight. Low 50 to 55. The continued low humidity tomorrow. Good deal of sunshine. An afternoon high is 73 to 78. For Friday, more clouds than sun. It'll become a little more humid. High 75 to 80. Cooler at the shore. Humid and warmer Saturday. Partly sunny. I-83 to 88, closer to 80 degrees at the shore. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
We got 73 degrees in Red Bank, 69 degrees Randolph, 76 degrees Roselle. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Casino Pier. You want to play and get paid? Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park in Seaside Heights is hiring. Get competitive pay, free admission to the parks for you and your family, hiring bonuses, incentives, and much more. Enjoy your summer and make money. Surf on over to CasinoPierNJ.com/jobs to apply.
New Jersey 101.5.